我们大家再来读第八节。
We are going to read verse number 8.
罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
我们大家再读第八、第九、第十节。
Verse 8, 9 and 10.
翻到了一同开声来读。
We are going to read together aloud.
罗马书第十三章。
Romans 13.
第八、第九。
Verse 8, 9 and 10.
十一同开声来读。
Read together.
一、二、三。我们再次低头祷告。
One more time we pray.
主啊，求你赐福以下的时间，用你启示先知使徒的灵来感动开导我们听到，使讲的人照你的意思讲，按正义分解真道，让听的人从你的话产生信仰。因为你说信心是从听到来的，求你照着你的应许成全你心中为我们众人所定的美意。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的名求的，
阿门。
我们上个礼拜已经开始讲了爱与亏欠的问题。
Last week we started to expound on the love and indebtedness.
保罗说凡事不可亏欠。
Paul said do not be in debt in anything at
all. 爱人如己的事情上。
But in loving others as yourself.
要常常感到亏欠。
Continue to feel that you are in debt.
这样在不可亏欠又感到亏欠中间，你过了一个反合性的生活。
Then in that process not to be indebted and also in indebtedness, you find that you are living a spiritual life.
正讲一个有学问的人常常感到学问不够。
Like one who is very knowledgeable always feel that he doesn't have enough knowledge.
而这一位很有学问的人一定是没有多大知识的。
And also he who feels that he is very knowledgeable actually he doesn't have much knowledge.
正如一个有谦卑的个性的人常常觉得自己不够谦卑。
Just like one with the nature of humility always feel that he is not humble enough.
这一位已经够谦卑的人他根本不懂谦卑的定义是什么。
He who feels that he is very humble never know the true definition of humility.
正像一个灵性又追求的人感到自己的灵性贫乏。
Like the one who always seek for spirituality, he always feel that he is insufficient in his spirituality.
一个人感到自己灵性够好的时候表示他已经没有追求。
If a person feels that he is good enough in spirituality, which means he doesn't press on in spirituality.
只有当你看见别人比你好比你强的时候你才是谦卑。
It is only when you see that others are better than you do, then you are truly humble.
当你看你自己不错看自己已经有所成就的时候你一定是比你更低的人来骄傲。
When you see that you are not too bad, you are always proud because people are lower than you do.
为什么有一些事我们常常比别人但是常常比高的人。
Why is that many times when we compare to those who are higher?
相反的有一些事我们特别比那些比我们更低的。
But why is that on the other hand, we compare to those who are lower than ourselves?
为什么在钱的事情上才能我们比很有钱的人能感到自己不够有钱？
Why is that many times in wealth, when we compare to those who are more wealthy and feel that we are poorer?
但是在道德事情上我们常常比那些比低的人然后就认为自己比别人更有道德。
But in ethics and morality, many times we compare to those who are lower and feel that we are better than they do.
这是罪人常犯的病。
This is many times the shortcoming of sinners.
我们需要过一个反合性的生活。
We got to lead a paradoxical life.
Paradoxical life.
Paradoxical life.
就是常常感到灵性不够。
Many times we feel that we are not sufficient.
常常感到我们真理的认识不够。
And feel that we are not too good in our knowledge.
常常感到我们自己的信心不够。
And many times feel that we are in lack of faith.
常常感到我们的谦卑不够。
That our humility is in lacking.
这就是我们继续不断在追求的过程中间有长进的可能。
Then there's a possibility for a continual pursuit that we can progress.
在爱的事情上也是如此。
In love is the same thing.
我们常常看到自己对别人的爱是不够的。
Many times we should view that our love to others is not sufficient.
所以我们对就能够继续不断在爱人如己的事情上有长进。
Then only we can progress in loving as yourself.
我们上个礼拜特别讲的，当你看见别人软弱，别人跌倒的时候你的回应是什么？
Last week we say that when you see others are weak, others fall, how is your response?
人是唯一能够回应的货物。
Man is the only being that can respond.
因为神是把这种相对性的功能放在我们的里面。
Because God has put this relative nature in us.
我们对神有回应。
To God we can respond.
我们对人有回应。
To man we can respond.
所以当我们对神的回应是正常的时候，
So when our response to God is normal,
我们就看见永恒的价值。
We can see the eternal value.
看见我们自己有神形象应当学的是。
See that the thing we should learn because we got the image of God in us.
看见自己在神的丰盛里面，我们还缺乏的是。
See that in the richness of God, what is that we are lacking?
当我们对人有回应的时候，
When we respond to human
我们的好的，我们就应当学习他。
To those who are better than we do, we must learn from them.
比我们差的，我们就甘心帮助他。
To those who are worse than us, we want to be willing to help them.
是我比我们更缺乏的，我们就很愿意帮补他。
And to those who are in need, we want to help them financially.
这些都是正常的回应。
All these are normal responses.
对回应的事情上没有正常的人。
Upon this thing of responding, if though for those who are not normal,
他就常常得罪神，常常得罪人。
Then he will go against God and man.
所以保罗年老的时候，他的灵性的表达是什么呢？
So when Paul was old, what kind of manifestation is spirituality?
他说呢，直到如今，我对神对人长存无愧的良心。
Say until now to God and to man, I do not feel short in my conscience.
He knows how to react to God.
他知道怎样神回应。
He knows how to respond to man.
他也晓得怎样人回应。
这样在神、我、人、我之间，他的关系永远是好的。
So God, I, others, and I, He's always maintaining a good relationship.
这是很重要的一件事。
This is important.
当看见人软弱的时候
，When see people are weak,
你讥笑吗
？If you were to mock at them,
你看不起吗
？You despise them.
你落井下石
？You were to put also a stone man in a well.
你幸灾乐祸吗
？And also you are happy because they're in woe.
你趁机会施仇公报吗
？You take opportunity to take revenge.
你使更多的人同你一同看清他吗
？So that other together with you will despise them.
这种个性是小人的个性。
This character belongs to lowly man.
这是流氓的作为。
And also the hooligans.
但当你看见一个人灵性跌倒软弱的时候，
When you see a person fall in his spirituality,
你在神面前为他难过。
And before God, you feel grief in your heart.
你在神面前承认自己的缺乏。
And you admit to God that you are in lacking.
是因为我少为他祷告。
Because I have not prayed enough for him.
是我缺乏劝勉他。
Because I in lack in exhortation to
him. 是我忘记提醒他。
Because I forget to remind him.
如果他没有跌倒以前曾经受到我的劝勉。
If even before he fall, I will to exhort him.
如果他没有跌倒以前，我曾经为他多的祷告。
Before he fall, I pray for him.
我曾经警戒过他。
I have also warned him.
他可能今天不至于跌倒到这个地方。
Then it would be possible today he will not fall in this state.
所以一个人在别人的软弱上看见自己的亏欠。
So if a person upon others weakness, he sees his own shortcomings.
这个人人格是伟大的。
Then he has good character.
这个人是有君子的个性。
Then he has character of a gentleman.
更是有神儿女的形象。
And also even the image of God's children.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以保罗说呢，我们应当常常以为亏欠。
So Paul said, always continually we feel that we're in debt.
特别在爱人如己的事情上。
Especially about this thing of loving others as yourself.
常常以为亏欠。
Feel that you are in shortcoming.
一个人说，我这样爱你还不够吗？
If a person would say that I've loved you so much, isn't that sufficient?
表示他已经不是爱。
Which is it's not love anymore.
已经用责任代替爱。
He's using duty to substitute love.
你到底要怎么样？
What kind of thing you want me to do?
这句话已经不是对所爱的人讲话应该有的口气。
Because this is not the kind of thing you speak to the one you love.
我们许多时候呢，说我不愿意把十分之一奉献给上帝。
And at times we say, do you want to pay tithe to God?
因为那是旧约的规条。
Because there is Old Testament.
新约脱离律法。
But this man was liberated from law.
新约脱离捆绑。
We are liberated from bondage.
新约主拯救我进入自由里面。
In the New Testament, I'm saved by God into freedom.
因为我现在已经在自由中间。
Because I'm in freedom.
不再受旧约条例的牵制和限制。
I'm no more bound, constrained by the Old Testament law.
这种道理对不对呢
？Is that right teaching?
完全不对。
Totally wrong.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为旧约的规条
，Because the law of the Old Testament.
虽然是有限制的作用
，Even though there's a purpose of limitation.
但是它的里面的原则是神的话是永恒性。
But in it there's a principle with God's word we have an eternal need.
那个原则是什么
？And what's that principle?
不是的，逼你交出来。
Not to force you to pay.
因为这是上帝的
Because this is God
十分之一是上帝的
10% belongs to God
不会因为新约就变成是你的
Not because New Testament it turned to be yours
那个原则不是强迫的问题
Because the principle is not compelling
你应该把十分之一归给上帝
But 10% must give to God.
耶稣说上帝之物归给上帝，该杀之物归给该杀。
Because Jesus said, what belongs to God, give to God, what belongs to Caesar, give to Caesar.
父母当得的归给父母。
What is due to your parent, give to your parent.
有的人很爱上帝，就把应当供养父母的钱拿去做割耳板。
Some because they love God so much, they give what belongs to parents to be a duty to pay.
割耳板就是这个希伯来文的 korban。
And korban.
Korban 也就是西这个阿拉伯文的 Korban
and Korban
Korban 也是马来文的 Korban
and also the Malay Korban too
也是印尼文的 Korban
the same with the Indonesian language
就是牺牲
that is sacrifice
就是献祭
that's an offering
我们把一个动物杀死了献给上帝叫做 Korban
we kill an animal and offer that to offer to God that's called a sacrifice
那不是说上帝我因为爱你我就不爱妈妈
you say God because I love you I'm not loving my mother now
爸爸说我应当供养的钱在哪里、啊、
And the mother would ask you what's the money that should be paid to me to feed me
妈妈说我应当供养的钱你有没有给我
Do you give me the money for my livelihood?
你说我已经给上帝了
You said I've already given to God
因为我已经把它当作割耳板了
Because I thought it's a God
耶稣说不对的
Jesus says wrong
不可以
You cannot do that
为什么上帝的钱归上帝
Because what it would go to God must go to God
父母的钱归父母
What is due to your parent give to your parent
你自己的钱归你自己
And what is due to yourself give to yourself
该杀的钱归该杀
And what Caesar give to Caesar
这个在罗马书怎么表现出来的
And in Roman how is it being spoken
应当纳税的纳给他
Then he who deserve revenue give him revenue
应当交粮的交给他
And he to whom take must pay
应当恭敬的恭敬他
And he respect is due give them respect
应当供养的供养
To whom that you should giveThe livelihood, give them livelihood.
应当惧怕的惧怕他。
And he that you should fear, fear them.
你谈的应当是个责任。
So because that you should, that's a responsibility.
但是当爱来到的时候。
But when love comes.
你不会单单用责任当作你最后的目标。
You will not use responsibility at the ultimate goal.
爱来到的时候。
Because when love comes.
一定是超过责任。
It surpass responsibility.
大家说爱一定超过责任。大家说。但是一定超越责任，所以你说我爱一个人的时候
，You say when I love a person，
那你应当给他的以外，你一定要再加给他。
So other than what's due to him or her, you want to add more？
为什么呢
？Why？
因为爱嘛。
Because of love。
既然爱
，Since you love，
不要提到该不该的问题。
You don't mention about duties now。
因为爱不是理性的问题。
Because love is not something of reason。
爱是感情的问题。
It's emotion。
怪不得一个人最吝啬的人。
No wonder a one who is most stingy.
一谈爱情的时候，暂时不吝啬。
When I talk about love, he will not be stingy anymore.
等结婚完了，又回头变成吝啬。
But after getting married, he's stingy again.
为什么？因为在爱的时候呢
？Because when you're loving,
他不是怕给。
It's not afraid of giving.
怕他给的对方不要。
Only that when he give, the other party may not want it.
那个叫做爱。
That's called love.
怕连给对方都不要。
You're afraid that when you give, the other party doesn't want it.
这个爱就超越责任。
So then this love transcends responsibility.
新约是不是不必四分之一呢
？So in the New Testament, does it say that we don't have to die?
旧约说四分之一是上帝的，新约你就把上帝抢过来。所以新约叫你做强盗是吗
？Only you say that the Old Testament give you the 10%, New Testament not 10%, but did you be the robber there?
你说主啊，你的还是你的
？You say God.What is yours is yours.
但我因为爱你
Because I love you
我愿意把我的也给你
I want to give what my share to you
所以从这个总原则来看
So from this principle
四分之一不是奉献
10% is not offering
因为这是上帝的
Because they're God's
上帝啊你的我现在奉献给你是你的
So this God is yours I now offer to you
你怎么把人家的拿去奉献再给人家
How can you give others which you do to them make an offering to them
四分之一之后才是奉献
Only what's aAbove 10% is offering.
当我们的爱增加的时候
，So when the love increases，
我们就继续不断过一个超越责任范围的生活。
Then we continue to live a life that surpasses our responsibility.
那么耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
And Jesus said, "My love one another."
就是圣徒与圣徒除了责任之外。还有超越的干净。
So as for the sins, other than duty, we got to do that something transcend our duties.
那么怎么会超越呢
？How did it transcend?
你不能说我已经算清楚了。
You cannot say that I've already calculated.
就够了。
That's enough.
你超越不但是算，加上不愿意被算的一部分。
Transcend meaning not only calculating, but transcending something which is calculated.
所以呢，有时候你听老人家不必算了，不必算了。
Sometimes we listen to old people don't calculate anymore.
那一句话是说呢？ 我应当多给你的，我也不会吝啬，我一定给。
Which means what is due to you, I will give to you.
但是很多人听着不必算，不必算，是借了钱不必还，因为不必算。
But、many people thought that do not be calculative. Which means when you owe people, you do the payback.
他不是说不必算，不必算，借了就不必还，不是这个意思。
He's not saying that you owe me, you do the payback. No,
因为当还的还要还。
Because that's due, you got to pay back.
所以超越不是等于糊涂。
Transcending doesn't mean that you want to live in a casual manner.
超越是清楚知道尽了责任又愿意甘心超过，叫做超越。
But clearly to know that what you've done in your duty, you want to transcend the duty.
用这个原则去明白彼此相爱的道理。
With this principle, you want to understand loving one another.
你就发觉我们真正是常常亏欠。
Then you will see that many times we are in debt.
你们做基督徒的人呢、啊、
？So we as Christians,
有一些基督徒
，some Christians,
每次跟人家吃饭从来不出钱。
Every time when you have dinner with people, we never pay.
他就是预备感谢主、就是、
，because he just want to say thank you, God.
每次吃完了别人感谢他，从来不付钱。
So every time when they eat, they say thank you, God. They never pay.
不可以的。
You cannot do that.
很多传道人是这样。
Many preachers are that.
所以传道人只吃人家的，从来不给人家吃。
And preachers only eat others, never pay for others.
这句话不是我讲的。
No, I say
是吴勇长老在世界华夫大会第二届在新加坡举行的时候，他讲道里面提出来的。
It is the Reverend, Elder 吴勇 when he was preaching on the second COVID International in Singapore, that's what he mentioned in the sermon.
哦，这句话又是传道人讲出来的。
And coming from a preacher.
就表示传道人批评传道人。
Which is the preacher, criticizing the preacher.
因为有一些传道人。
Because some are preachers.
无力无出。
They only count coming in, not going out.
手指有进没有出。
Only going in, not coming out.
所以呢，手弯进来的时候，
So it's easy for you to bow back.
他笑笑的。
Then you smile.
当你弯出去的时候呢
？When you want to spread out.
啊、哦，他不容易笑。
You feel painful now.
为什么呢？很痛，
Why?
对不对
？Painful.
所以五力不存。
So you can't come in.
弯进来，没有弯出去。
Stretching
out. 那很多传道人为什么这样呢
？Many preachers why they behave so?
因为他先感觉到什么
？They're the first few.
我是传道人。
I'm a preacher.
我是上帝的仆人。
I'm God's servant.
所以你一定要尊重我。
So you must respect me.
你尊重上帝的仆人。
So respect the servant of God.
耶和华说高的。
And also another by Jehovah.
我是耶和华所高的。
I'm another by Jehovah.
你应当尊重。
So you must respect me.
如果你不相信的话
，So if you don't believe,
你看看圣经。
So read the Bible.
圣经说
，The Bible says,
大卫不亲手加害扫罗。
And also this King David never killed Saul.
他说我岂能用我的手害耶和华的受膏者
？I can use my hand to persecute the one another by God.
所以耶和华的受膏者应当被尊敬，对不对
？So God's servant must
对不对
be respected then.
对不对？
Isn't it right?
对不对
？Isn't it right?
可是这句话不是扫罗讲的。
But this is not what Saul said.
这句话是大卫讲的。
But it's David who said.
所以哪一个人说你应该尊敬我？他就是扫罗。
So the one who said you better respect me, then he's Saul.
不当尊敬，又要人尊敬，更是扫罗的扫罗。
So he who doesn't deserve the respect need to be respected.
不当尊敬，你还尊敬他？你是大卫，你是大卫的子孙。
He who should not be respected, yet respect, then you are David and David's descendants.
这句话是对的。
This right,
上帝的仆人应当尊敬。
You must honor God's servant.
但是这句话不应当用上帝仆人的身份来求诸于人。
But then you shouldn't ask from other from this statement as a servant of God.
这句话是对的。
That's right, the statement is right.
不应当从传道人口中讲。
But it shouldn't come from the preacher's mouth.
因为尊敬不是抢来的。
Because respect is never robbed.
尊敬是送来的。
But it's given.
大家说一二三，尊敬。不是抢来的，尊敬是送来的。你是一个怎样的，应当被尊敬。人会送来给你。
And people will give to you.
如果你不值得尊敬
，if you do not deserve that kind of respect,
抢过去
，and you will rob it,
一定有比你更有力的把它抢回去。
Then there will be stronger arm to stand you back.
你就不能再被尊敬。
Then you cannot be respected anymore.
爱是如此。
And such is love.
你值得人尊重，你爱你。
When you need to be respected, to be loved by others,
是因为人家看出你里面有美好的灵。
Because others will see that you got spirituality with you.
牺牲的心。
Then we are heart of sacrifice.
有舍己的精神。
And also to deny yourself.
是人受感动。
So people are touched.
人尊重你。
People respect you.
那么彼此相爱怎么样
？And what about loving one another?
彼此相爱的对方。
and the opposite of your loving one another,
跟另外一个对方
and the other object of love,
不可能两方面的灵性同等。
You cannot have the equality with two opposite spirituality.
灵性好的
those who are good spirituality,
爱别人
when you love others,
是很自然
it's natural.
灵性不好的人
those who are poor in spirituality,
爱回头
to love back,
是 不自然的事情
it's not natural.
因为他没有那个灵性
because he doesn't have that kind of spirituality.
所以他就感到你们这样爱我你因为我很可爱我说一看就可爱
so they see that you love me because I'm lovable.
所以看见了你个这么健康很少人
so I'm so lovable.
所以他们这么爱我
So how they love me?
他们以为被爱是应该的。
They thought to be loved is only too reasonable.
这个探索者跟布道团合作得很好。
The path seeker and Stanley work together well.
那么有一次我听到一个事情。
Once I heard this.
探索者在卖书的时候。
The path seeker when they're selling the books.
多数传道人就问给传道人折扣多少。
Many times the preacher will ask how much percentage discount you give to
the pastor. 那么如果给他。20%,
you will give 20% discount.
有的传道就问，难道只有20%吗？
And some of the pastors will say only 20%.
可以不可以30%？
What about 30%？
可以不可以50%？
What about 50%？
如果我卖那个书，
If I would be a seller,
我就是不然我送给你好不好？
Why don't I give it to you free？
让他有一点不好意思啊。
So you feel ashamed.
那后来有一个人是叶恩汉牧师。
So later on this Reverend 叶恩汉，
他是新加坡神学院前任的院长。
He was a former principal of the SBC.
他到探索者买书的时候
，He came to visit Pathback Seeker to buy books.
他不讲话
，He never
多少钱他就付。
How much you pay？
他们就对他说，叶牧师，传道人有折扣的。
Reverend Yap, there's a discount for pastors.
他怎么说呢
？What he say？
不要给我折扣。
Don't give me discount.
因为你们卖书的很辛苦。
Because it's so difficult for you to sell books.
我还没有奉献给你们。
I didn't even
不要给我们奉献。
Don't give me discount.
所以那边有人就说呢，很少牧师像他。
There's a person who said there's a very few of these pastors.
我对我的传道牧师说。
So I told my pastors.
当这四门请你吃饭的时候。
When a deacon invite you for a dinner meal.
如果说我们一同去吃。
If they say we come and eat together.
你预备有钱的你要付钱。
You must prepare when you have money, you must pay.
如果他说我请你吃。
If they were to say, we are give a treat.
你不要就感谢主，我本来需要你请我吃。
And you wouldn't have to, you don't say that, thank God, because I need to be treated.
你很必要的时候你去吃。
When there's a need, you go.
如果你答应了人，说我请你吃，你答应了，你不来，那已经叫了菜，他要多付你不来的钱，你是得罪他。
When you have promises to give treat to others, when you come time to the meal, you never come, you are actually forced out of him.
这些礼节我们都要。
So you must know all these rights.
那么传道人跟人家请的时候
，So when preacher being invited,
有一些传道人很客气
，Some preacher are very humble.
你想吃什么
？What kind of thing you want to eat?
他就选比较便宜的
，You choose a cheaper one.
但有一些传道人很不客气
，But some preacher not.
你想吃什么
？What do you want to eat?
他就想平常做传道没有机会
，Well, I'm a preacher. I don't have the time ordinarily.
因为神特别恩典来的
，Now God has special grace on me.
他就顺便就叫鲍鱼一次。
It's just the most expensive dishes.
最贵最贵的东西。
The most expensive dishes.
你想喝什么？
我刚刚
平常在家里菜菜就给我摆水。
I only had water in the home.
他现在就芒果汁，要什么汁？要什么？要最贵最贵的。
So you want mango juice, the most expensive juice.
Or orange juice, 要 fresh, fresh.
Fresh orange juice, no? Fresh
orange juice. 要大杯的，不要冰，不要冰。
Big one, no ice.
要真材实料，满满足足的。
And the true material, I want it.
因为他说你这是上帝给我丰富恩典享受的时机，什么时候还有都不知道。
The time that God has given me this opportunity to enjoy, I don't know what other opportunity I have.
我告诉共产党有一句话，人民的眼睛。是雪亮的
and the communists have a word saying that people's eyes are wide open
以后他不一定再请你吃的
and in the future he may not invite you again
如果再请你吃的话
if he were to invite you again
他一定慢慢越来越看不起
and he will despise you
所以我们做人要自己量力
so we must know ourselves
自己审查
and check ourselves
在彼此相爱的事情上
so in the matter of loving one another
常常以为亏欠
always you that in debt
这是很重要很重要
this is important
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers and sisters
你爱别人
You love others
别人爱你
Others loving you
就叫彼此相爱
That's called mutual love
你不能只有等人爱你
You cannot wait for people to love you
你从来不爱人
You never love others
你只要人请你
You want others to invite you
从来不请人
You never invite people
人家请你贵的你肯接受
And people give you a treat of expensive thing you have to receive it
请人最便宜最便宜的
But you spend on the cheapest thing for others
好像我已经了不起传道人请你
You know as a preacher I give you a treat something you know
不可以的
you know,
基督徒对外邦人
and Christians to Gentiles,
你要记得你是代表上帝。
Remember that you are representative of God.
不要让人呢、啊、
，do not have people.
因为你是基督徒
，because you are a Christian.
看不起你的同时，也看不起你的。
When they despise you, also despise your God.
You are represent your God.
你是代表神。
Let people know you are representing your God.
让人知道你是代表神。
他们说你这样的个性。
They say it's such a nature.
是因为有伟大的上帝在你背后。
Because there's a great God behind you.
这样好的人格。
Such a good personality.
既然是一个信仰上帝的。
Since it is the one who believes in God.
我也愿意像你。
I want to be like you.
所以当你传福音的时候就不太困难。
So that when you preach it's not too difficult.
你们要彼此相爱。
Love one another.
你们要爱人如己。
Love others as yourself.
己所不欲，勿施于人。
What you do not want, don't give it to others.
你不要人不尊敬你吗？
If you do not want people to disrespect you.
那么你也要。不要不尊敬人。
Then you must respect others.
你要人照顾你吗？
Want others to take care of you?
你学习照顾别人。
Then learn to take care of others.
你要人尊重你吗？
Want people respect you?
你先尊重别人。
You must first respect people.
中国人说爱人者人恒爱之。
The Chinese say that if you will love others, people will love you.
恨人者人恒。
He who hate others, others will hate them too.
这是人与人相关系，相交结，相团契，相认识的重要的。伦理
This is the ethic controlling interrelationship, interrespect.
这很重要
Important.
所以我们要学习
So we must learn.
就彼此相爱不是说一方是彼此两方
Which in love and another is a mutual one, not only on one side.
如果一方先另外一方后这个没有什么特别不对的
If one side would love first, the other respond, it is alright.
所以先后问题是很正常的
Because to have the first and then coming, following is only normal.
所以约翰说我们爱因为上帝先爱我
And that's why John say we love because God first loved us
没有人先爱上帝爱到上帝不好意思、啊、我也爱他吧
No one will love God first until God feel ashamed and God say I must love him back
上帝总是先的
God take the initiative
但我们后来就懂得要爱上帝
But then later we learn how to love God
那用这种关系去爱别人
And using this relationship to love others
彼此相爱
Love one another
起先有先后
And there's one who take the first step
灵性好的先懂得爱别人
He who has good responsibility will love first
慢慢你受人的爱也慢慢明白了因为施比受更的有福你慢慢地学习做一个把爱施与人的人
So then when you're being loved you know that it's more blessed to love than to receive then you love others
你就一直追赶上去
Then you want to pursue
在彼此相爱的事情上后来不是先后问题了
In this matter of loving one another is no more priority and later
每一个都站在主动的位置上
That everyone take the initiative to love
那彼此相爱这个字呢用希腊文来讲就叫做 Philadelphia
So loving one another in this Greek word Philadelphia
这个就变成很美丽的传说
So it has become a very good tradition
这就变成很漂亮的名字
A very beautiful noun
后来在圣经里面小亚细亚就有一个城市就用这个名称做他们的城市的名字
And that's why later on in the Bible in the Asia Minor there's a city called Philadelphia
很多城的名字都有意思的
And there are many cities with meanings
好说苏拉巴亚
苏拉巴亚
是一只鱼跟一只鳄鱼打架苏拉跟布拉亚
It is actually there's a bird and a 布拉亚 that fight
后来在那里有一个城叫一个河叫的 Jembatan Merah
So later on there's a bridge called Jembatan Merah
因为那个斗完了有鳄鱼跟鲨鱼厮杀到满血都把河变成红色了
Because well, during the fighting there's a blood that has spread out the whole river
所以很多人在那里看的时候看见那个河变成红的那个桥就叫做红桥
So a lot of people stand there and what they and then see the red oil in the river they name that bridge as a red bridge
好像瓜拉隆坡就是很多隆坡的一个瓜拉
And Kuala Lumpur means actually of a lot of mud
那么名字是有意思的
So then there's a meaning in words
小亚细亚一个城市叫菲拉
So in Asia Minor, there's a city called Philadelphia.
Phila, 什么意思呢
Phila,
就希腊文的 Philia.
Philia.
Delphia, 什么意思
Delphia,
就希腊文的 Delphia.
Adelphoi,
Philia, Delphia, 什么意思呢
And Philadelphia,
the love of the brothers,
is a brotherly love.
就是兄弟彼此相爱。
Brotherly love.
但是这个不是单单希腊人有这个事情
So only, not only the Greek have this thing happening
在圣经早就有一对兄弟
In the Bible long ago there's a pair of brothers
在犹太人的历史中间的
In the Jew history
他们彼此相爱出名的
The brother love one another becomes famous.
这两个兄弟呢
？These two brothers.
他们年轻的时候
，when they were young，
他们都有父亲传给他一块地，但是这个地呢，虽然很值钱，是不可以卖的。
They have a piece of land inherited from a parent, even though very valuable, they cannot sell it.
最后他们不得不卖。
But later they got to dispose it.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为王说我要买。
Because the king said, I want to buy it.
所以他们这怎么办
？What to do now？
兄弟就讨论了。
So the brothers discuss.
买去做什么呢？王说我要在这块地建圣殿。
The king said, I want to build sanctuary temple here.
所以呢，这个家族后来说可以可以。
So this family said, okay, we'll sell it.
那个圣殿山呢
？Because that temple mountain.
给大卫买去了。
And David has bought it.
大卫预备了材料。
And this David has prepared the materials.
要建的时候呢
？When he want to build the temple.
上帝说大卫你不能建。
God say you cannot build.
因为你在地上的时候。
Because upon the earth.
杀人流血
，You've killed so many people，
充满战争的日子
，And you had the days of wars。
我不要你这个战争的手去建殿。
I would want this pair of hands that's involved with warfare to build the temple。
我要你的儿子所罗门建圣。
I want your son Solomon to build it。
所以你不可以建。
So you cannot build it。
那怎么办呢
？What to do now？
大卫说：“我一天到晚打仗。”
So David said, "I day and night I fight."
我建国的时候流了很多人的血。
I established a nation with blood。
上帝不许可我建殿。
God do not allow me to build the temple。
上帝要用我的孩子。
God want to use my son。
我的孩子已经长大起来。
My son is grown up now。
等他登基做王的时候
，When he come to the throne，
已经没有什么仇敌了。
Then he doesn't have enemies now。
太平盛世。
There's a peace in the nation。
国泰民安。
And a good peace in the nation。
不需要出去打仗。
He doesn't need to have warfare。
他用和平的手来。
So with the hand of peace, you want to build a temple of God.
上帝的殿就没有血迹在其中。
So then God's temple is not built with a bloodshed hand.
那上帝不要用我，等我死了，圣殿还没成怎么办
？So God want to use me to build the temple when I die. There's no temple.
不要紧
，Never mind.
上帝的旨意是永远的
，And God's will is eternal.
人的生命是暂时
，Man's life is temporal.
既然如此
，Such is the matter.
好。
Okay，
我不建就不建
，I'm not going to build，
但是我可以预备材料啊
，I can prepare the materials。
他从黎巴嫩运了很多木头来
，So from Lebanon he bring many of these trunk，
预备了金银各样的这个东西
，to prepare gold and silver，
等所罗门登基就可以建殿
，waiting for this Solomon to build。
那么圣经说
，the Bible says，
殿建在那里
，where are we to build this？
建在锡安一块地皮的上面
，and also in this Zion there's a piece of land。
从谁买的呢
？From whom we going to buy？
圣经说。
The Bible says,
从亚劳那买的
from this person,
另外呢
another,
说从这一个波尔南买的
and from another person Garland.
所以有时候你看见的这个圣经的记载怎么这一经跟那一节不一样
So you see how come the two verses contradict
圣经是有矛盾的嘛
Is that contradicting in the Bible
到底是从亚劳那买的
And what's that
Aranus 或者是从的波尔南 Garland 买的
Garland.
原来呢你查以色列历史才明白这两个人是兄弟。
So when you check the history of the Jews, actually these two persons are brothers.
亚劳那跟哥南是兄弟。
Aranus and Garnans are brothers.
这两个兄弟很相爱。
So these two brothers love one another so much.
兄弟相爱很难得，对不对
？So it is so precious for brothers to love one another.
兄弟天天吵很平常，对不对
？So it's so ordinary for brothers to quarrel every day.
你笑，因为你常常跟你兄弟吵，对不对
？You smile because always quarrel with a brother.
兄弟相爱很难得。
Difficult for brothers to love one another.
所以这个亚劳那跟哥南
，So the Aranus and Gonan，
他们彼此相爱的故事
，And the story of the love to one another，
代代传下去
，So it passes from generation to generation。
在犹太文化里面，彼此相爱最好的一个榜样
，And becomes a very good model for loving one another among the brothers in the Jews。
那么哥哥常常想，弟弟会不会？比我没有钱
So the elder brother always thought that whether my younger brother will be poorer than I do
因为我的事业做得比较大
Because I have a better business
弟弟没有经验
And the brother do not have experience
弟弟年纪很轻
He is young
弟弟我不够怎么办
If I don't have enough what I can do
因为一直想就感到自己亏欠
Because always feel that That's why you feel that in debt
爱人常以为亏欠
Love continually feel that you're in debt
所以他就不告诉太太
So he never tell the wife
也不告诉弟弟
Never tell the brothers
暗中帮忙
Secretly he helped the brother
弟弟也不知道
The younger brother doesn't know
总是感觉到我怎么不缺乏
Always what's going on is not coming
哥哥的爱
And it's because the brother's love
做弟弟的人呢因为很爱哥哥
The younger brother because he loved the elder brother
他想我的哥哥孩子多
He said my elder brother had more children
会不会他吃饭用的钱不够呢
Maybe he's not sufficient in his livelihood
会不会他有缺乏没有告诉我
He must have a need he never tell me
我年轻
I'm young
我的家很小
I have a small family.
哥哥孩子多。
And my brother has more children.
他有很大。
Big expenses.
他的需要一定很多。
Yes, greater needs.
所以我应当帮助。
So I must help him.
所以弟弟也因为爱常常感到亏欠。
So because of love, the younger brother feels in debt again.
但他也帮助哥哥，他也不告诉。
So he doesn't tell the brother when he wants to help.
他也不告诉哥哥。
He never tell the brother.
是暗暗的帮助哥哥。
So secretly help the elder brother.
哥哥感到奇怪，我也怎么一直够着。
And also the elder brother, why say I never feel for short?
这个故事就变成传说了。
So that become a legend.
怎么样帮助你知道
吗？To help.
弟弟常常三更半夜的时候
And right in the middle of the night, the younger brother
到他的仓库里面
Go to his storeroom
拿了一包的这个粮食
Take some of this food
放在他的肩上
Put on the shoulder
叼到哥哥家里
And take it to the brother's home
三更半夜
In the middle of the night
把这一大包的东西放在哥哥的仓库
And put it in his brother's store
这样使哥哥一定不会不够
So that this brother would fall a few indeed
哥哥也想弟弟大概会不够
And the same thing with the elder brother feel that the brother may be in need
也是三更半夜拿一包东西
Also right in the middle of night he took up something
静静地走把它飘到他弟弟那里
While he took it and go to the younger brother's home
所以每次的他算清楚八包的米
So 8 bags of rice
拿一包去
So take one
啊，心里很平安
With few peace
我很爱我的弟弟
I love my brothers
我帮助他了
I help him
去睡觉了
So he goes to sleep.
帮助人的人
So he who helps others.
那天晚上很好睡
That night he will sleep well.
大家说一二三。
帮助人的人那天晚上一定好睡。
如果你不好睡，因为那一天忘记帮助人。
If you do not sleep soundly, maybe you don't have others.
我每个礼拜有几天不好睡。
Every week a few days I don't feel good.
可能我不够帮助人。
Maybe I don't have others good enough.
求助怜悯人。
Pray God help me.
帮助人的人。
But he who helps us.
那一天一定很好睡。
That night you'll sleep soundly.
何况亲自挑一担米那么重去帮助人一定更好睡。
Take a bag of rice so heavy, of course you'll sleep well.
睡得很大
睡。So he'll sleep well.
第二天起来。
The same thing,
做工的时候。
When he was doing his work.
到仓库去看。
He went to the storeroom.
我怎么米没有少呢？
How come it's never in lack?
明明昨天八包拿一包去，今天为什么还是八包
I've taken one, what's it again?
所以他一直爬他的头，爬到什么都流血。
Scratching the head,
还不明白。
Couldn't understand.
怎么？这是我忘记记错了。
So maybe I have recorded wrongly.
我当晚上看不清楚，电灯不够亮。
Or maybe at night I don't see clearly.
下个月。
Next month.
又在当要帮助。
So he'll bring the
帮助完了回来。
After helping.
又是。米还是没有减少
The same thing never lacking in the rice The same thing
所以他不明白
He couldn't understand
所以这样他也不敢告诉他太太、哎、我拿了一包去后来又跑回来了
So he didn't tell her why I've taken one and then coming back again
因为如果跟太太讲你拿到哪里去
If you go to tell her why Where did you send the rice
拿去了有没有收钱回来
You must collect it back
你钱放在哪里
Where is your money now
那么呢为什么要晚上送去
Why is that go in the middle of
为什么要你自己这个老板自己送
Why is that you go yourself
叫他明天下来拿嘛
And ask him to come in the morning.
有的事情跟太太商量很麻烦的。
Sometimes it's difficult to discuss with the wife.
有的太太好商量，有的太太不好商量。
Because our wives are good for you, but some are not.
所以要不然献以撒的时候没有先告诉他太太。
Abraham when he offered Isaac, he never tell the wife first.
如果他告诉他太太。
If he were to tell the wife,
他太太又说你呀、啊。该死啊！他是从我肚子出来，不是从你肚子出来的。
Because he come from me, not from you. That's why you're not offer.
从我肚子出来，从你手中杀掉，哪里可以
it ？Come from my own stomach, but you kill with your own hand. How can you do that?
一定不成的。
So he just did not agree.
耶稣说
，So Jesus said,
右手做的不要告诉左手。
What you done with the right hand, don't tell the left hand.
但是你不可以，老婆不知道去娶小老婆。
But you cannot marry the second time.
那是不可以的。
That's not right.
一定会公开出来。
That's not right.
所以呢，他没有告诉他。
So he didn't tell the wife.
而且自己好像吃了什么闷葫芦，不明白。
So he couldn't understand.
怎么可能啊
？How is it possible?
我八包拿一包。
Eight minus one,
回来又是八包
Coming with eight again,
一直想不明白
He couldn't understand.
但是他没有因为这样哈
But not because of that.
他就停止帮助他
He ceased to help the brother.
因为他对弟弟爱继续不断的是这样
Because of continual love for a younger brother.
有一天
One night,
三更半夜
Right in the middle of the night,
他背米背到一半的时候
He took a bag of rice halfway.
吓一跳
He was frightened.
看见暗中呢哪边有一个人背一包米过来
Say that in the dark, there's one who carried the rice too.
所以他一直等
So he was waiting.
他一等的时候
He wanted to wait. 而且
那个人也停下来
That man also stopped.
那个人也等
He also was waiting.
所以他、哎、我今天到底是照镜子
Am I look at myself in the mirror?
或者是我是见异象的。
Oh, I'm seeing a vision.
所以他就头看看。
So he looked here and there.
那个人也在这样看看。
And that person is looking and there.
他更奇怪了。
So he feels strange.
所以他慢慢走过去。
So slowly walk.
把眉先放在一边。
Put the right side.
走过去的时候。
When he walked there.
那个人也把眉放在慢慢走过来。
That person also put the right side and come forward.
他更害怕了。
He was frightened.
他更害怕，更想知道这是谁。
But all the more he wanted to know who is that.
手这个景象伸得长长，你看。
So he stretched out the neck.
因为很暗。
Because so dark.
那个人也景象伸得长长。
That person also stretched out the neck.
结果呢，他没有办法了。
So no way now.
他就倒走过去了。
So he walked forward.
你是谁
？Who are you？
你看的时候
，And I saw it.
那个人又问你是谁
？And that person said, "Who are you？"
原来是弟弟。
He said, "Your brother."
两个人就哈哈哈哈大笑起来。
Two brothers laugh and.
原来是你。
Oh, it is you.
对吧？原来。
The other person says, "Oh, it's you."
每一个动作都一样的。
The same action.
原来是你。
Oh, it's you.
是哥哥。
It's brother.
It's
younger brother. It's younger brother.
为什么三更半夜
？Why?
那你为什么三更半夜
？Why also you?
我不要人知道吗？我也不要人知道吗？那为什么要拿到我这里？我看你不知道收入够不够。你为什么拿到这里？我看你哥哥孩子比较多。
I said you have more children.
两个人抱头大笑起来。
So they embrace each other and laugh.
这故事好不好
？Is that a good story?
好不好
？Good story.
所以就变成弟兄相爱的
，so we love one another，
变成很著名的故事。
It become a very beautiful story.
亚劳拿、
亚劳拿、
哥尔拿，两兄弟彼此。
The two brothers loving one another.
怎样相爱呢
？How to love？
以为我亏欠他。
Thought I'm in debt.
亲爱的弟兄
，My dear brothers and sisters，
如果我们常常以为这个人对我不好，那个人对我不好，这个人亏欠我，那个人亏欠我。你没有办法过一个爱人如己。
If always feel the people are in debt to you, you cannot have a life that in debt to others.
如果你说主啊，我亏欠他。
If you would say God, I'm in debt to others.
他比我更需要。
He has more need than I do.
说我应该帮助他。
I must help him.
我应当给他。
I must give.
我应当服务他。
I must serve him.
我应当牺牲自己。
I must sacrifice myself.
每个人这样想的。
If everybody would think in this manner,
教会不可能没有前途。
It would not be the church would not have a future.
Amen.
Amen.
如果每个人都你对我不好，你对我不好，你对我不好，教会都充满坏人。
If everybody say that people are not good to me, people are not good to me, then the church will fill with these people.
如果每个人说我不好，我不好，我不好，教会充满悔改的人。
If the church would fill with people say I'm not good, I'm not good, the church will fill with people repent.
你感到自己亏欠。
When you feel that in debt.
感到别人比你强。
The people are better than you do.
如果一个教会有100个人。
If the church have 100 people.
每一个人都感到自己不好，别的九个九个好。
Every people feel that he is no good, others are better.
所以观念中间这个教会里面有99个好人，我是一个坏人，我要改。
So then it says that 99 this good people, but one bad people, I must repent.
那每一个人都想自己不好。
But everybody feels that I'm no good.
每一个都悔改。
Everybody repents.
这个教会就圣洁了。
Then this church will be sanctified.
教会就进步了。
And also progress.
这个教会就一同长进。
The church will grow together.
相反的。
And the reverse.
每一个人都这样坏人，99个不好的人。
If everyone feels that 99 are bad people,
我是很好的人。
I'm good.
所以这个教会就有100个自以为义的人。
And there will be 100 self-righteous people.
一个自以为义的人是不会悔改的。
One who is self-righteous will never repent.
教会大家认为别人不好。
If everyone feels that others are no good,
就充满了别人不好的埋怨的声音。
Then you will feel with the noises saying that others are no good.
100个失望的人。
And 100 people were disappointed.
100个认为别人不好的人。
And 100 persons feel that others are no good.
100个自以为义的人。
100 persons feel self-righteous.
那么这100个人要从谁学到功课？
Then from whom these 100 people will learn a lesson.
因为你们99都比我更不好。
Because you 99 are worse than I do.
所以我绝对不学你们这些的样子。
So I'm not going to learn from an example.
那么他就一定以为自己比别人好。
So he feels that he's better than others.
一个自以为义的人绝对没有谦卑休息的机会。
A one who is self-righteous will never be humble to learn from others.
就永远亏欠。
So forever they'll be in debt.
反不感到亏欠的。
And he who doesn't feel that he is indebted to others.
永远的亏欠的自己里面。
Forever he will be in themselves in debt.
反感到爱心有亏欠。
And for he who always feel that he is in debt in love.
因为感到亏欠就一直进步一直。
Because he feel that he is in debt, that's why forever he grows.
这样他就永远在长进的过程。
Then forever he in the process of growing.
所以自以为亏欠的人。
So he who feel that he in debt.
他过一个爱的生活。
He will lead a life of love.
接下去怎么讲呢？
And then what is he in the following?
爱人的 就成全了律法。
So he who is in debt in love will perfect the law.
为什么说爱人的就成全律法？
Why say who he love others will fulfill the law?
因为律法的字句来说，
Because according to the letters of the law,
是不可不可不可不可不可。
You don't.
只有第五条诫命。
Only the fifth.
当孝敬父母。
You must honor your parents.
是 positive.
Positive.
第六条诫命。
The sixth.
你不可说谎。
You cannot lie.
你不可犯奸淫。
You cannot commit adultery.
你不可杀人。
You cannot murder.
第六条不可杀人。
And the sixth called murder.
第七条不可奸淫。
The seventh adultery.
第八条不可偷东西。
The eighth cannot steal.
第九条不可做假见证。
And the ninth cannot bear a false witness.
你害人。
And to,
第十条不可贪爱别人的东西。
Do not covet people's things.
这些除了第五条是应当的 positive.
All these things, though, they say don't, other than the fifth one is positive.
所有的都是消极的。
And all are negative in nature.
那么不可的背后是什么？
When they say do not waste it which is behind.
你不可杀人。
You do not kill.
背后就是你要爱他。
Which you must love.
你说爱人你怎么会杀他呢？
So when you love, how would you kill?
你不可做假见证。
Do not bear false witness.
爱他。
You will not.
为什么呢？
Burn in trap.
因为你爱的你怎么会去爱他？
You will not make them worse.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
你不可贪他的东西。
You cannot covet his things.
你不可偷他的东西。
And cannot steal his things.
因为你爱的你把他偷掉，他损失了，你不是很痛苦吗？
Because in love, it would steal his fall in short, then you feel sorrow.
你不可犯奸淫。
You cannot commit adultery.
因为你圣洁的爱一定把污秽的奸淫的事把它丢掉。
Because your holy love will discuss all this filthy love.
甚至你自己的未婚妻
and even your own this fiance,
你没有结婚以前你不可跟他上床
because you, before you get married you cannot go to bed together with her
因为你爱他
because you love
你盼望他做新娘的那一天还是完全的
you want to attain nine what is right she is still perfect
不是残缺不全的这个不是贞洁的女子但穿圣洁的衣服
Now it's the one who is not virgin anymore but put on the holy clothes
这背后律法的背后只有一个字
Because behind the law there's only one word
I love 是第五条
So the fifth law
爱父母
To honor your parents
第六到第四条
And the sixth to seven
爱别人
Love others
第一到第四条
And the first to four
爱上帝
Love God
所以当人问耶稣律法中间诫命里面哪一条是最大的
So then when others ask Jesus who is the greatest law
耶稣马上回答
Jesus immediately responded
耶稣的解答问题
When he answered questions
是最终极性的智慧
It is most ultimate wisdom
最简单的原则性真理
Most concise principle answers
最准确的这个光线照耀人
Most accurate light to shine on others
主啊
Lord
诫命中哪一条是最大的
Among all the commandments who is the greatest
耶稣是最大的诫命
This is the greatest commandment
尽心尽性尽力尽力爱主你的上帝
Love God with all your mind all your soul and all your strength
第二也相反
It's the same
你要爱人如己
Love others as yourself
爱邻舍如同自己
Ask your love neighbor as yourself
这样耶稣就把整个诫命归纳成一个字
So then the whole commandment of Christ summons one word.
诫命的总归就是爱。
Because only one word with commandment is love.
后来保罗承认这个事。
And Paul also acknowledged that.
爱的方向是两个。
And there's no two like that of love.
第一
The first,
爱神。
Love God.
第二
Second,
爱人。
Love others.
因为我爱上帝。
Because I want to love God.
所以我就单单敬拜他。
So I only worship him.
因为我爱上帝
Because I love God
我就不用偶像来代替他
I will not use idol to take his place
因为我爱上帝
Because I love God
我尊主的名为圣
And I honor his name
因为我爱上帝
Because I love God
我在安息的时候我们纪念他敬拜他以他敬拜相交
On Sabbath day we come to worship him What is our fellowship with him
所以尽心尽性尽意尽力爱你的上帝这是对神守的律法
So this is the commandment you want to obey in loving God with all your strength, all your mind, all your heart
你不害人不奸污人不欺骗人不贪别人的东西没有犯罪没有杀人你尊敬父母这是对人的爱的诫命
And if you do not murder do not steal do not covet do not harm people that's because you want to love others
这样讲一句话
And one word to say
爱人的
He who love others
就成全了律法
He would fulfill the law.
哦，这句话是 总义的总义。
That is the summation of all summation.
在这里特别提到人与人的关系，不是提到人与神的关系。
He talks about interpersonal relationship, not man's love to God.
因为彼此相爱是人与人之间应当守的诫命。
Because to love one another is commandment between man and man.
不是人与神之间的关系。
Not something concerning man and God.
因为人不可能用神对人的爱来同样的程度去爱神。
Because man can never use the love that God loved us to love back, God back.
耶稣基督说
That's what Jesus said.
我赐给你们一条新命令。
I give you a new commandment.
就是要你们彼此相爱。
That you should love one another.
我怎样爱你们。
That how that I love you.
你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
Such also you must love one another.
耶稣从来没有说你们怎样爱我你们也要彼此相爱。不是。
Jesus never said the way you love me, you must love that one another.
是我怎样爱你。
That how that I love you.
我对你的爱是你没有办法粉身碎骨可以报到我。
The way that I love you, you cannot repay.
因为神的爱是上到下的。
Because God's love is from above to below.
完全者
is the total, the
永恒者
one, the eternal one.
创造者
the creator.
无限者发出来的爱
the infinite one.
所以我们与神之间的彼此相爱不可能的
So it's not possible for us to love God one another with God.
因为他是无限的神
Because the infinite God.
我们是有限的人
And we are finite.
我们就是能爱上帝还是用他给我们的爱分一点点还给他
Even for the possibility for us to love him because we want to share and give back his love that he loves us.
对相爱不是提到人对上帝
了。So when I talk about love one another, it doesn't mean of God, man's, God, man's love to God.
这里的相爱是人对人的爱。
It's talk about man and man's love.
所以保罗在第十三章
Paul in chapter 13,
第八第九节
in verse 8 and 9,
他说爱人的就成全了律法。
He said, he who loves fulfill the law.
那么他不是说就如不可往生主的名。不可往生主的名。
He doesn't say that then you cannot call God's name in vain.
就如同你要遵安息的为圣。
Or you want to keep Sabbath as a saint.
就如同你除了上帝外不可以有别的神。
Or other than God, you cannot have other God. No.
这里完全提的不可杀人，不可说谎，不可做假见，是指人与人第五到第十条的那六个。
So when you talk about fifth to ten commandments, they wanna, cannot cover, cannot bear false witness, all talking about human love.
人与人之间的爱。
The love between man and man.
是出于不要加害于人。
It is coming from the fact you do not want to harm others.
爱人的。
When you love others.
就不加害于人。
You will not harm others.
爱人的。
He who loves.
就是尊重别人。
You respect others.
牺牲自己成全别人。
They sacrifice of themselves to fulfill others.
这个爱是人与人之间的关系。
This kind of love is between man and man.
就是凡是爱人的他就成全了律法。
So then he who loves fulfill the law.
我们现在提到最后一个层次的问题。
And the last level.
有没有人曾经成全律法的
Is there anyone who has ever fulfilled the law?
有没有人曾经完完全全遵行律法
Anyone who has totally obeyed the law?
昨天早上我在我的教会讲一篇很重要的道理
And last night also in my church I preached a very important sermon
就是神为什么赐下律法
That why is that God give laws?
神赐下律法
When God give laws
是不是知道人会遵行
Is it because that he know that people obey?
绝对不是
Absolutely not
相反的
On the reverse
神真正知道没有一个人可以遵行律法
God truly knows that no one can obey the law
既然没有一个人可以遵行律法
Since no one can obey the law
上帝也知道没有人可以遵行律法
And God knows that no one can obey the law
那么上帝为什么把律法给人
Then why does God give laws to people
故意捉弄人
Is this just with purpose
你不能行我神给你让你不能行、啊、我很高兴
Well I'll give you law I know that you cannot obey so that's why I'm happy because you cannot obey
这是舞弄人的态度
That's also God will play the fool with us
这是把人当作被戏弄的这个工作
God only wants to manipulate with us
我们的神绝对不是如此
Such is not our God
那么上帝赐下律法要什么呢
Then what's the purpose for God to give the laws
是要人去遵行吗
So that man will obey
没有一个人会遵行
No one can obey
如果不能遵行一条
If you cannot obey only one
就等于不能遵行众条
Which means you cannot obey all
你只要干犯一条
Only one that you got to break
你就是不及格的
Which means you fail
你就是违背律法的人
You go against the law then
圣经严格说违背律法就是罪
And the Bible said if you go against the law you are sinning
我现在用个最简单的办法
I use a very simple illustration
你说我这一条那一条都守了只有一条漏掉
You say I obey this and that and that Only one I did not obey
上帝的很乖很乖只漏一条
So God you see a good person Only one you
今天堂再补课
Now you come to make make a pass.
给你补考补考。
I'll give you make a pass.
每一条都收了，只漏掉一条。
Because you observe all not one.
是不是啊？
Is that so?
不是的。
No.
我告诉你啊。
I tell you.
你们男的听我讲啊。
You men listen to me.
你车。
You have a car.
停的时候。
When you stop there.
你要走了。
Before you go.
车里有文件。
And there's
有书包
documents, bags,
还有一些的钱
and some money.
但你等一下就要出来一下子就出来
you say you are come very fast.
所以你不要把一大堆东西带去
You don't bring everything inside.
你再带进来
and then coming back again.
你就把门锁起来
You lock the door.
那么新的车咯就全部锁了
You know the new central lock is a click one and every door is locked.
旧的车要一个一个压
But the old car is going to press every button.
我告诉你啊
I tell you.
你每个人都压每个门都压少压一个
You were to press all door except one.
可以吧
Would that do?
我问你啊
I'm asking you.
车门每一个都压好了，有一个忘记压。
The car doors you lock all but except one.
可以吗
？Would that do?
人家出来的时候
，When it comes,
就不见了。
Things are missing.
为什么不见了
？Why?
你没有关门。
You never lock the door.
有我所有的门关，只有少一个。
I lock all door except one.
只有少一个。
Only one.
怎么贼会从这个进来
？How come the thief will come from this?
贼当然从这个进来，他怎么会从锁的进来
？Of course, the thief will come from the door is not locked.
他一定是从忘记了这个进来。
And of course, the coming the door is not locked.
所以雅各书说什么
？So the James says,
违背一条就是违背众条。
If you were to break one law, you break all laws.
大家说，违背一条
就是违背众条。
所以男人懂了这个比喻哈。
So you men understand this.
我讲另外一个比喻给女人听。
And the other one for the female.
你有一个一串珍珠的项链。
You have a pearl, this chain.
珍珠项链，整串。
And the whole thing is a pearl.
那么呢，每一串都接得很好。
So every single knot is well knotted.
只有一个接断了。
Only one single one is not.
等我回家去了。
So you want to go back home?
怎么我颈上光滑滑的
？How come it's so smooth my neck?
那一粒一粒的东西到哪里
？Where is the pearl?
没有了
，no more。
为什么呢
？Why？
哎呀，我记得有一节打不好。
Oh, there's only one single link which is not well not.
你是主啊
，is it Lord？
你是公义的主
，you are righteous God。
只有一节打不好，应该丢掉只有那一节。
Only one knot, only one to be missing。
丢掉一节，怎么整条不见了
？How come we one not putting the knot? You the whole thing's missed。
你明白了吗
？Understand now？
我只有一节打不好。
Only we one knot。
一节打不好，整条不见了。
But the whole chain now is lost。
主啊，你不公义。
Not, like、
不见就是那一节，不见其他还在好了。
It should only be where there one single person should be lost.
不可以的。
No，
少关一个门。
If you do not lock one door，
东西丢掉了。
That all the thing will be stolen.
有一节打不好。
Only one knot，
整条项链不见。
The whole chain will be lost.
这就是雅各书所讲的。
That's what James preached.
你犯了一条。
If you were to break one law，
就是犯了众条。
You break all laws.
因为神的律法
，because God's law
是完整。
Is a perfect one.
神的法度
God's law
是无瑕疵
Is a perfect.
神的诫命
God's commandments.
神的律例
God's ordinances.
神的典章
And God's ordinances.
完美的
Is perfect.
你有一条的破坏
Only one that you break.
你的道德就不完美了
Then your morality is no more perfect.
所以呢，谁能完全
Who can be perfect?
所以彼得在使徒行传第十五章后面说什么
And then Peter also in the, this exercise.
我们从初中到现在没有一个人完全遵守律法。
From our ancestors up right now, not a single person is keep the law perfectly.
我们没有一个人能负这个轭。
No one can take this upon their shoulder.
We have never taken this yoke on our shoulder.
我们从来没有把这个轭放在我们的肩膀上。
Not even one person since our ancestors died time until now, we fail.To take this yoke.
从我们祖宗到我们现在，没有一个人把这个轭背负在自己的肩膀上。
所以不要再把律法加在外邦人身上。
So do not put this yoke on the Gentiles.
所以大家都知道。
So everybody knows.
神赐下律法。
That God has given the laws.
因为他知道人不能守。
Because he knows that man will not keep it.
神赐下律法。
And God gives the laws.
也不是为了叫人守。
And not because other will keep it.
神赐下律法。
God gives the laws.
也不是为了。捉弄人
，not because you want to tease people.
神下赐下律法
，God give the laws.
也不是叫人干犯
，not because people want to break it.
那么神赐下律法做什么
？That was a purpose.
告诉你，你已经干犯了。
just to tell you, you have broken the law.
你已经违背了。
You have already go against God.
没有人能成全律法。
No one can fulfill the law.
没有人能遵行律法。
No one can totally obey the law.
干犯一条。
He who break one,
就是干犯众条。
You break all laws.
在一个诫命上失败。
In one law that you fail,
整个生命不及格。
You fail in your life.
那么主啊。
Lord,
我们永远不能成全律法。
Forever we cannot fulfill the law.
怎么办呢？
What to do now?
听耶稣说。
Listen to Jesus say.
莫想我来了。
And also, don't think that I come.
要废除律法。
That abolish the law.
我来是要成全你。
I come to fulfill the law.
只有一个人能成全律法。
Only one person can fulfill the law.
谁呀？
Who?
耶稣。
Jesus.
除了耶稣以外。
Other than Jesus.
没有人能成全律法。
No one can fulfill the law.
你说我知道。
You say I know.
耶稣上帝的独生子。
He is the only Son of God.
他是无瑕无疵的救主。
He is perfect.
他是绝对圣洁。
He is absolutely holy.
完全敬畏的。
Totally he is God.
绝对没有错失。
And absolutely he wouldn't do wrong.
所以他才能遵行上帝。
And that's why he can fulfill the law.
但是奇怪。
But strange enough.
第八、第九、第十节告诉。
In verse 8, 9 and 10.
凡爱人的。
He who loves.
就成全了你。
Has fulfilled the law.
所以这一节圣经给全人类新的盼望。
So this verse gives hope to all mankind.
主啊，我不能成全。
God, I cannot fulfill the law.
我干犯一条。
I break one.
我就干犯。
I break all.
我是使你灰心失望，使你痛苦的。
I'm the one who grieve and disappoint you.
你是因为我常常忧伤的上帝。
And you, because of me, you grieve.
You know, forever. 我是干犯一条。
Because I'm the one who break the law.
但我今天带着个盼望。
But today I have a hope.
爱人的。
Love
就成全律法
，to fulfill
爱人的
，he who loves
就成全律法
，fulfill the law
爱人的
，he who loves
就成全律法
，fulfill the law
若是这样
，if that is so
主啊
，Lord
虽然我不好
，even though I'm not good
我要做一个爱人的
，I want to be one that love others
爱人如己
，to love others as myself
常以为亏欠
，I feel in debt in this
manner 爱人的
，because he who loves
就成全律法
，fulfill the law
求主不要计算我的罪
，pray that God will count my sin
求主。加添我的爱
Pray that God will add me love
是我因为增加对别人的爱
So because I increase my love to others
我可以用这个办法成全
Like I use this method to fulfill the
law 我怎么能够增加
How can I be increasing my
love 我先感到自己亏欠
I feel I'm in debt
因为我爱亏欠
Because I feel in debt in love
求主加添
That God I want you to add to me love
感谢上帝
Praise God
当你明白这个道理的时候
When I understand this truth
你就完全明白这一段的总意了
Totally understand the meaning of this verse.
我们现在站起来。
So we're all right.
我们再读第七到第十节。
One more time, we'll read verse 7.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读。罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
第七节到第十节。
Verse 7 to verse number 10.
我读第七节，你们读第八到第十节。凡人所当得的，就给他；当得粮的，给他那粮。当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他，凡事
都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，
要
常
以
为
亏
欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法，
像
那不可奸淫、
不可
杀人、不可
偷
盗、不可
贪
婪，
会有别的诫命，
都
包
在
“爱
人
如
己”
这
一句
话
之内了。
爱
是
不
加害于人的，所以
爱
就完全了律法。
完全了律法，爱就完全了律法。
So then, love fulfill the laws.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢主。
When you
thank God. 用真理。